Just outside of St. Louis, you can find Route 66 State Park. It's a spot next to the Merrimack River where the Mother Road once passed. It's also the site of a town that vanished from maps in the early 1980s. Today, we take a look back at a story I did nearly two decades ago with residents of that town, and it's this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
In 1972, waste oil was spread on the streets of Times Beach, Missouri to suppress dust. 10 years later, it was discovered that oil contained deadly amounts of dioxin, a contaminant from one of the facilities from where it was hauled. Marilyn Leisner was the last mayor of the city, a town that was forced to abandon their homes due to the situation. She remembers the testimony of the man who spread that product.
At a hearing in Jefferson City, he gave a very teary testimony saying that as God is my witness, I didn't know that stuff was that bad. And I really feel like he would not have sprayed it on the road that went into his farm had he known how harmful it was, because birds died, cats died, his horses got sick.
The impact of the street spraying would have long-term effects on all.
There were kids that rode their bicycles behind the trucks as the truck sprayed, and I strongly believe that the people that would have been most impacted by exposure would have been the people that lived there when it was fresh sprayed on the streets.
Some residents later became sick, had tumors or cancer. The town was evacuated, and the federal government bought the land and homes. The soil from the streets was dug up and incinerated. Marilyn's home was the last one bought out by the government.
I always thought that I would always be able, regardless of what they did to it, to go in and pick out where City Hall was and the police station and where our home was and where each street was. But as they've changed it, I'm not as good at that as I used to be.
Today, Route 66 State Park occupies the site where 1,000 people once lived in Times Beach. Former residents not only lost their homes, they lost a place to come back to, a place where they could relive memories of years past. Driving the Countryside, where Times Beach, Missouri once stood, I'm Andrew McCrae.